Why does Sunday evening feel like impending doom? That tightening in your chest as the weekend slips away isn't just stress. It's your body telling you something fundamental about your relationship with work. Most of us spend more waking hours with our jobs than with our partners, yet we rarely think of careers as relationships that can grow stale, become toxic, or simply stop fitting who we've become. Research involving over 400 professionals across 22 industries reveals a startling truth. Career unhappiness functions less like burnout and more like a deteriorating marriage. The problem isn't that you're lazy or ungrateful. The problem is that your relationship with work has changed, and nobody taught you how to recognize the signs or what to do about them. 5 distinct psychological profiles explain why talented people feel trapped in careers that look perfect on paper. Most professionals identify with 2 or 3 overlapping patterns, creating unique challenges that generic advice can't address. The crisis of identity, 41% of professionals, questions whether they chose the wrong path entirely. These aren't job hoppers. They're deeply invested professionals who've built identities around careers that no longer feel authentic. One technology expert passionately defended his field as the underpinning of every function of society while simultaneously fantasizing about leaving it. The drifted apart, 28%, once loved their work but feel increasingly disconnected as gradual changes eroded what made the job meaningful. The stretched too thin, 35%, drown under excessive responsibilities, answering emails at midnight, managing 5 distinct roles, wondering why their promotion feels like punishment. The runners-up face persistent obstacles despite doing everything right. The underappreciated stars consistently deliver exceptional work that goes unrecognized. Understanding which profile resonates isn't about labeling yourself. It's about accurately diagnosing what's broken so you can fix it. The crisis of identity confronts a haunting question. What if you've invested years building expertise in something that fundamentally doesn't fit who you are? Your professional identity might be suffocating rather than sustaining you. This resembles a troubled relationship. Hot, then cold, then hot again. Making decisions during these swings leads to regret. Measuring identity strength repeatedly over months provides clearer insight than any single crisis moment. One-on-one career conversations significantly outperform formal education in developing professional identities. Most established professionals have dense networks, connections within their field who all know each other. For transitions, you need broader networks with people from different companies and roles. These weak ties provide perspective your close colleagues can't offer. The drifted apart once thrived but now feels disconnected. 12 workplace changes trigger distress. Team composition shifts, workload redistribution, evolving duties, reporting structure modifications, proximity changes, work pace expectations, schedule flexibility, informal interactions, supervisor availability, direct reports, and travel requirements. Their cumulative effect fundamentally alters your daily experience. Only 16% of decision makers accurately connect organizational changes to daily work impacts. You've changed too. Research shows we're surprisingly inaccurate at tracking our evolution. Nearly 40% perceive personality changes opposite to what actually occurred. Avoid abstract comparisons like, I used to be happy, now I'm tired. Focus on concrete shifts. I once enjoyed managing teams, but now prefer independent work. The drifted apart have one advantage. They know what a good relationship with work feels like. Jake's promotion eliminated the 2-hour deep work routine that defined his effectiveness, a cruel paradox where career advancement destroys the practices that enabled success. According to the World Economic Forum, 80% of workers now hold multiple roles, up 27% since 2019. Each additional paid role increases the likelihood of taking on volunteer work by 63%, creating a compounding effect. Brief interruptions fundamentally alter cognition. Interruptions of 2.8 seconds double error rates in sequential tasks, while 4.4-second interruptions triple them. Approximately 41% of interrupted tasks aren't resumed immediately, diminishing the psychological satisfaction of completing meaningful work. The most productive workers organize tasks into working spheres, broad categories around high-level units of work. When working on a book, switch between analyzing data and writing chapters, rather than jumping to different projects. This discipline reduces stress by 28% and speeds task completion by 43%. Physical workspace matters. Open offices generate 29% more interruptions, but increase collaboration quality by 32%. Dedicated workspaces with physical artifacts like color-coded folders create breadcrumb trails that reduce task switching errors by 24% and boost satisfaction by 37%. Sebastian's repeated promotion denials reveal a common trap: doing everything seemingly right, yet remaining stuck. His critical mistake was accepting a battlefield promotion that skipped the first-line manager role where essential leadership skills develop. Runner-ups are experienced professionals with strong self-identity, but profound uncertainty about what's blocking their advancement. Research surveying over 2,000 runner-ups and decision-makers revealed startling gaps. Runner-ups received explicit feedback on promotion denials only 7% of the time, while decision-makers claimed they provided it 35% of the time. Additionally, 68% of runner-ups believed they were definitely ready for promotion, while decision-makers assessed only 23% as truly prepared. Status, how much others respect, value, and defer to you, fundamentally affects promotion prospects. Research found 47% of runner-ups overestimated their status by at least 2 levels on a 10-point scale. People who accurately gauge their own status typically understand other status too, enabling strategic networking with colleagues who provide insider information. Successful status readers are 3.2 times more likely to receive promotions within 2 years. Workplace jolts, sudden organizational changes like remote work shifts, mergers, or leadership changes, affect about 25% of runner-ups. These disruptions either create advancement opportunities or derail careers, depending on how individuals navigate transitions and reestablish their value. David, a biologist conducting cutting-edge research for 20 years, never received meaningful raises. Christine, a CFO, spends as much time mediating workplace conflicts as performing her actual job duties. Both are workplace stars, possessing skills relevant to performance, rare in their workplace, and executed at superior levels. Yet their exceptional contributions remain invisible to decision makers. Underappreciation manifests in 3 ways: inadequate compensation, 91% of affected workers, limited promotion opportunities, 65%, and insufficient respect and influence, 36%. About a quarter of people's skills are performed with no witnesses, a problem exacerbated by remote work. Most suffer from the spotlight effect, assuming others notice good work when they don't. To break this bias, ask, who witnessed the work? Who acknowledged it? If nobody saw or recognized it, it might as well not have happened. Underappreciation happens at 4 levels: the market, your skills may be universally devalued, your company, rigid policies prevent recognition, your role, you might be too valuable to promote, and your interpersonal relationships, bosses might depend on you too much or see you as competition. Many underappreciated stars compare themselves only to immediate colleagues rather than the broader talent pool. Context matters. The reputation, size, and selectivity of your current employer can outweigh individual accomplishments. Career dissatisfaction requires the same analysis as any troubled relationship. Emotions serve as critical guides, internal compasses pointing toward authentic choices. Trisha, a school psychologist turned therapist, faced envy, anger, regret, and guilt during her transition. By methodically labeling these emotions and discussing them with her partner, she made the difficult decision to pursue her dream. The myth of complete readiness paralyzes potential career changers. Successful people haven't eliminated uncertainty. They've learned to act despite it. Certainty builds gradually through small steps. Frank conversations are crucial during transitions. Many avoid blunt questions, thinking others prefer politeness, but most people appreciate straightforward communication. Ask mentors about career missteps, question hiring managers about workplace challenges, or discuss salary expectations early. Your relationship with work deserves the same attention you'd give any significant relationship. Career satisfaction comes not from perfect circumstances, but from building resilient relationships that weather inevitable challenges. The question isn't whether your job will disappoint you. It will. The question is whether you have the tools to recognize what's happening and the courage to act.